إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. عباد الله، اعلموا أن خير الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remind you to hold on to the jama'ah, to hold fast to the jama'ah, the body, the main body of the Muslims, and not to stray from that. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His hand is over the jama'ah, as is narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. The hand of Allah is over the community, the main body, the jama'ah of the Muslims. O people, there is a sign. There is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this great creation. There is a sign that every human being's life depends upon. This creation of Allah, every human being's life depends upon it. Without it, the human body has no life. When the human being gets it, he finds energy, he finds strength and the ability to move. It gives him power and strength after weakness, and it strengthens the man. With it and without it, he finds himself weak. This sign of Allah, this creation of Allah, it makes the one who is compressed or constrained feel expansion. Therefore, a person who reflects upon this sign of Allah, he increases in his faith and iman in his Lord, and he knows that Allah is the creator of all things and the controller, and there is no truth except for Him. This sign of Allah is in the skies and it is on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swears by it and takes an oath by it in His Qur'an. In fact, Allah ta'ala, He mentions it in His wise book over 29 times. And everything that Allah swears by, it is an indication of the greatness of the sign of Allah. It's an indication that it is something great and mighty and powerful. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. Indeed, إِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ, it is a mighty oath, if you had only known. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He swears by His creation, He takes an oath by it. It means that He is setting it as an example, as a warning for mankind, as a lesson for those who reflect, those who think. It is a powerful proof and a source of regret for the one who is in heedlessness and neglectful, the one who does not remember Allah by it, the one whose reflection, the one who fails to reflect, and therefore the words of Allah prove true upon him.
وكأين من آية في السماوات والأرض يمرون عليها وهم عنها معرضون وما يؤمن أكثرهم بالله إلا وهم مشركون
وكأين من آية and how many of the signs in the skies and on the earth, yamuruna alayha, they pass by them, they see them, wahum anha ghafilun, and they are heedless, they are neglectful, they are unaware. Wama yu'minu aktharuhum, the majority of those people, they do not believe, illa wahum mushrikun, except they commit shirk with Allah Ta'ala. Yes, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah has warned by this sign in the Quran 4 times. He says, وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ عُرْفًا فَالْعَاصِفَاتِ عَصْفًا وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرًا Allah says, by the wind sent one after another, فَالْعَاصِفَاتِ عَصْفًا by the storms that come storm upon storm, وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرًا and by the winds that bring the rain and the water. And Allah says, وَالذَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوًا and by the winds that bring the dust and the dirt. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this great sign of Allah is the wind and the hurricanes and the tornadoes. Servants of Allah, the wind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends wherever He pleases, however He desires, this wind is obedient to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, be, and it is. It is subservient to its creator, the one who controls all the affairs in the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ اِتِّيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the heavens and the earth, and they were like smoke. And He said to the sky, come, and to the earth. And then they came, and they said, we come, obedient to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He turns the winds. He makes them a sign. He makes them a manifest sign for those who reflect, those who use their aqal, those who think. Sometimes these winds are cold. Sometimes they bring hotness and heat. They are some that come from the south or the north, east or west. Some of them, they bring clouds upon clouds, and hail falls from them, ice striking what is below. And some of them, they bring pollen, and they bring seeds that fertilize the earth and bring benefit for the people. The winds, they are sometimes the source of electricity, and they cause the windmills to turn, and they cause the ships to sail by the sea. All of that is part of the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's part of the great manifest signs of Allah. It is something, a point that one should reflect upon and think and contemplate. This is one of the dominion of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. It is under His power and His authority. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what is amazing is that some people, their thinking, their reflection is that it leads them, even some Muslims, their lack of reflection and understanding leads them to think that these storms and hurricanes are caused by nature, by random chance, and that they are predictable. These people, they lack proper understanding of Islam. They look at the outward things of the creation. They look at the outward effects of the creation, and they don't look deeply. They do not ponder upon Allah's creation. They look at every disaster that takes place in a materialistic way. They look at the materialistic causes of the disasters and the storms, and yet they neglect to contemplate beyond that, to see what is the cause behind all of these things. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, they do not look at the hidden cause behind all of these things. And they think that nature itself is a cause. Yet, even today, the scientists, they realize that these storms are not predictable. Neither when they come and when they go, they have an uncertainty to them that made them realize that there is something greater and more powerful beyond them. And perhaps you'll be amazed that some of these scientists have accepted Islam when they know that Islam spoke about the types of winds 14 centuries ago. That Islam, it taught us about how the winds are various creations of Allah, of various types. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran revealed to us that the winds have four states. There are four types of wind. There is the wind, the air that is still on the earth. And then there is the air that gusts and blows. And then there are the winds that bring storms. And then there are hurricanes and tornadoes. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, you may be amazed to know that the Quran clearly defined these types of winds 14 centuries ago. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions these types of winds. The still wind, Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ جَوَارِ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ إِنْ يَشَأْ يُسْكِنِ الْرِيحَ فَيَظْلُنَّ رَوَاكِدِ عَلَى ظَهْرِهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and from His signs are the wind on the ocean. If Allah decided to make the wind still, the ships, they could not sail. They could not move on the ocean. This is a sign for those who are patient and thankful. And the majority of Mufassirin who study this ayah, that the ships, they become still when the wind stops, they understood this to mean the sailboats that sail on the ocean. However, they have discovered today, and this is one of the scientific miracles, that all types of ships on the ocean, whether they are powered by the wind, or powered by nuclear power, or they are powered by any other means, the ships are in need of wind. They are in need of wind to bring oxygen to their engines and so that they can move on the ocean. And without the wind, these ships cannot sail. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described in the Qur'an, it says, from His signs are the ships on the ocean. If Allah desired, He would make the wind still, and they would stay still on the back of the ocean, unable to move. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this is even true for the airplanes and other types of vessels that travel through the air. They are affected by the winds. They are affected by the winds of Allah Ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, as for the wind, that is a stormy wind, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He says,
هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَيِّرُكُمْ فِي الْبَحْرِ وَالْبَحْرِ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ وَجَرَيْنَا بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبَةٍ وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا جَاءَتْهَا رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the stormy wind. He says there are those who are on a ship and the wind comes and they were happy that such a wind is coming until that wind became a storm that began to shake the ship. And then they became fearful. And they feared the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that wind that they thought would bring them power to sail their ship turned into death floating above their ship, ready to cause them to drown. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and the wind that destroys, the hurricanes and the tornadoes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes them in the Qur'an, saying that some of these winds, they come without fire. And some of them, they come with fire inside of them. The hurricanes and tornadoes. And what is amazing is that today they see the wildfires that are spread by the winds, sending fire throughout the forested areas where there are a lot of trees. And the fire spread sometimes miles and hundreds of miles, destroying what is in their path due to the wildfire winds. What is amazing is that the Qur'an describes these winds, even though it is known that the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba lived in a desert area when there were no forests and no wildfires to be seen and witnessed by them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِنْ نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ لَهُ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ Do one of you wish to desire to have a beautiful garden with fruits that are growing and rivers that flow underneath and they have the fruits, and then he becomes arrogant and he becomes proud of this and he has children that are weak. But due to that arrogance, Allah sends rihun. Allah says, فَأَصَابَهَا إِعْصَارٌ فِيهِ نَارٌ That person who had a garden, a wind, a wildfire brought the fire and destroyed all of his gardens and left it barren and destroyed, burned. And this is a sign for those
أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah and be conscious of Him and fulfill your ubudiyyah to Allah. For that is the purpose for which we have been created. وَمَا خَلَقْتُمْ جِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ
Allah says, I have not created mankind and jinn except for my worship. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, hold on to your faith in Allah and your tawheed, and contemplate the signs of Allah. Be of those who are conscientious of their religion and strive to obey Allah and stay away from what He forbade. Take from the signs around us lessons and be eager to learn. So learn so that we can become people of lub, ulul albab, people who reflect. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the wind is an army from the armies of Allah. It is an army of Allah. It could bring benefit for the believers, or it could bring harm and destruction for those who disobey Him. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we know the story of the nations of the past. When they saw the winds coming, they thought they were celebrating. They thought that it would bring clouds that would bring them rain, and they celebrated. Yet those very winds brought destruction upon them and destroyed them. The beauty of Islam, the beauty of the Sharia of Islam and this deen, is that it teaches us every affair in life. It teaches us how to make ubudiyyah to Allah in every affair in our lives. The Prophet ﷺ, the Sahaba, they were asked by the Yahud, the Jews, does your Prophet teach you everything? Everything? They said, yes, even he teaches us how to use the restroom. This deen teaches us even how to use the restroom. It is a complete and perfect way of life. Guidance sent down for mankind that we learn through the teachings of our ulama and our scholars. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the hadith of the Prophet, from the guidance of the Prophet in dealing with the wind, is that he would pray to Allah in a hadith that is authenticated by many ulama. When he saw the coming of the storm, he would say, O Allah, give us the good of this wind and what is in it, and save us from the harm of this wind and what is in it. And the Prophet ﷺ, he used to change the color of his face, as Aisha describes, when he saw the coming of the storms and the wind. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, even the religion, it teaches us how to deal with the wind in answering the call of nature. The fuqaha would say that a person who is urinating, should not urinate such that the wind will blow the urine upon himself. Even to this extent, to preserve the purity of a person, if he is urinating, he should be careful that the wind does not blow the urine upon himself and therefore create impurity on himself. This is the extent of the Sharia in the deen of Islam. A perfect teaching in every affair of life, guidance for those who seek benefit. So we ask Allah Ta'ala, the Mighty, the Powerful, to make us of those who reflect on His signs, to make us of those who seek and learn the guidance of His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us of those who are conscious of the signs around us, and not make us of those who are heedless and only look at the materialistic causes of things and neglect the true cause of all things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah commands us with a great command, which is sending peace and blessings upon our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon those who followed him, and those scholars who hold on to his way, and those who follow the guidance of the day. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa arda Allahumma an al-khulafa al-rashidin Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa an al-an wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawm al-din. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق والدين، اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق والدين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, remember Allah much, multifold. Remember Him in all your places, in all your times. Wa aqimu salam.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استوى تاريخ ويحمني ويحمكم الله، استوى لا تختلفوا أثابكم الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
الضالين.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.